In Iraq's Kurdish region, politicians and clerics gathered to mark the 23rd passing anniversary of the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. The event was a solemn occasion. Arbil's Iranian consulate screened a documentary on the life of Imam Khomeini, highlighting his role in overthrowing the Shah and establishing an Islamic Republic in 1979.
Today is a day for celebrating a leader, not an Iranian leader, not an Islamic leader, but a leader for a nation, according to our beliefs. He was a great Ayatollah. God bless him. He succeeded with the greatest, biggest, and most difficult revolution against Shah's regime.
Iraqi Kurds sided with Iran in the Iraq-Iran War in a bid to secure freedom from Saddam Hussein's brutal Ba'ath regime. Iraqi Kurds still hold respect for Iran due to the assistance the country provided against Saddam Hussein.
With regard to us as Kurds from Iraq, at the start of the revolution and the return of Imam Khomeini to Iran and declaring the victory of the revolution again, they hugged all the Kurdish revolutionaries of Iraq. If you look at the history pages of the 1980s, there was an agreement between the Iranian government and the opposition in Iraq against Saddam Hussein's regime so as to bring down Saddam's regime.
Imam Khomeini passed away in 1989, but many say his legacy remains as a source of inspiration for Muslims around the world. Iran's Consul General in the Kurdistan region recently announced plans for cultural activities with universities in the region. There are also plans underway to open a cultural centre for the Islamic Republic in Arbil. Events such as today's memorial celebration can seek to bolster the relations between the two sides. Dale McEwen, Press TV, Arbil.